Contentment, contentment, contentment. If we could have contentment in our hearts, we would know peace and love and joy. We would know the fulfillment of every good thing. Contentment comes from being one with ourself, being content with ourself. Have you ever thought of being content with yourself? Have you ever thought of listening to yourself and recognizing that in you is a great peace, is a great joy? Have you ever thought of that? I have often. Often I sit in meditation and I think to myself, what a wonderful world this is. What a wonderful place I live in. What wonderful people I surround myself with. I am content with the people I surround myself with because I gently give them the opportunity to be who they are, who I am. They are my reflection of contentment. They are my reflection of joy and wonder. They are my reflection of all that is good. Now, it doesn't really matter what we do. It doesn't really matter what we say in life, or it doesn't really matter how we live. It only matters if we are content in ourselves, then all is peace. Then all is a blessing. Then all is truth. Now, it's not to say that all these things are not important. It's not to say that all these things are not something that we could enjoy. But if you are content in yourself first, if you are content in your heart first, if you are content in your life first, if you are content, then all things are in harmony. All things are peace. All things are joy. How do you get contentment? How do you get contentment? Well, I achieve contentment for myself in my quiet time, in my time when I am alone with myself, in my time when I am just listening to my own heart. I'm listening to my own beingness. And as I listen to my own beingness, I feel so peaceful, so joyful, so wonderful. I'm not asking for anything to be done in my life. I'm not desiring health and desiring wealth and desiring relationships. I'm not desiring any of these things. I just feel peace. I just feel good. I just feel delight. Every wonderful moment that I have ever lived, and there are millions of them, but every wonderful moment that I have ever lived sort of screens through my consciousness. They say that when you're facing death or when you're going to die, your whole life streams before your consciousness. It's as though you have a moving picture going on inside of yourself, revealing to you all of the things of your life. But the only things that you have revealed to you are the beautiful things, the good things, the magnificent things. The only things that you have revealed to you are the happy things. Anything which you might have thought of being not happy, anything you might have thought of being not desirable or not wonderful, is gone, is not even there. Anything that you have ever thought about that was unlike your pure nature is not even there. It's not even in that area of yourself. And why isn't it in that area of yourself? Why isn't it there? For one reason. It never was there. Anything unhappy in your life never was there. You may think that it was there because you sort of not remember it, but you sort of know about it, but it was never there. Because the only thing that was ever in your heart, in your life, in your world, in your being, was peace and goodness and harmony, was love and joy and right action, was all that is good. That's all that existed. It's all that ever will exist in ourself. When we are content, we are in a state of bliss. We are in a state of wonder, state of magic, a state of feeling all is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is in divine order. Now, do you have to die or at least feel like you're dying before you can have that experience? Not at all. You can have that experience every moment of your life if you choose to live in contentment. If you choose to meditate, and as you meditate, you say, I am peace, I am joy, I am love. When you meditate, you say, this is a wonderful world. When you meditate, you don't say, this is a terrible world. You don't say, this is a world filled with all sorts of problems. You say, this is a wonderful world. And as you say, this is a wonderful world, that wonderful world is revealed to you every single moment of your life. That wonderful world is your world. That wonderful world is the world that you are. Now, are you ready to enjoy that world? Are you ready to delight in that world? Are you ready to have that world be your world? I say yes. I say yes because I am ready for contentment all the days of my life. I am ready for bliss all the days of my life. I am ready for just settling back and being myself and having fun. Now, why is it that when you are facing death, you have a movie going through your mind of all the adventures of your life? And why is it that all the adventures of your life are the adventures that were uplifting, were the adventures that were bliss, the adventures that were fantastic, the adventures that were joy and harmony and right action? There was not one single adventure of negativity in your remembrance. Not one single negativity in your life, because they never were there. They were there only because your creative imagination thought to build them there, thought to make something that was not real, real. So, we can have this contentment in our life if we wish, this bliss in our life if we wish, by just being peaceful in ourselves. Just being one in ourselves, remembering all of the bliss that we are. And we don't need to remember it, because when we are in contentment, we are living it. We are living our universal bliss. We are living our oneness. We are living our joy. We're living all that we are. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters to you and to me and to anyone in our world, is to live in contentment. And as you live in contentment, as you feel this contentment, as you know this contentment, you have an attitude of your mind that says, all is good and very good. All is good and very good. Now, do you want that? Do you want that? Are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to who you really are? You are divine. You are ideal. You are content. You are peace. You are bliss. And that's what I am. But I am that only because that is what I claim for myself, my world, and my life in every single way. You can claim that for your world, your life, and yourself in every single way if you wish, but it is a choice that you make by your decision of who you are. Who are you? Who are you? Are you divine? Then accept it now. And be it now. Live it now and love it now. and know that as you are divine and as I am divine, I love you. I love you. I love you.